Albert Einstein said that there are two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle. The other is though everything is a miracle. We bless our circle today with the realization that everything is a miracle. The air that we breathe, the space that we take up, the words that we anoint, the power of the ethers with is a miracle. In her book, Your Deepest Intent, one of my favorite books, Deborah Johnson says, "A miracle is where your deepest intent meets God's inexhaustible supply." In other words, nothing is impossible with God. There is no limit. There is only inexhaustible supply. We allow our deepest intent to be one with God's inexhaustible supply today, and we spread our vision. We uplift our circumstances. We allow our divine ideas to bless us with miracles. A Course in Miracles says there is no order of difficulty in miracles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They are all the same. They are all natural expressions of God's love. Joel Goldsmith says, "Your oneness with God makes everything in this world available the moment that you need it." A miracle merely sees through the vision of God what is already present. A miracle doesn't really change anything at all. A miracle is never, ever lost. Miracles justify faith in the things that the human eye can neither see nor understand. We gather miracles from God's vision and allow miracles to see through us with a new vision. We allow miracles to bless every aspect of our being, our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls. We wake up this morning embraced by miracles. We bathe in them. We wash our face in them. We brush our teeth with them. We rejoice in them. We wear them. We send them to complete strangers. We dance in them. We prosper in them. We celebrate in them. How easy it is to realize that the appearance of disease can be gone within a second with the power of a miracle. How wonderful it is to know that the blind can see, that mountains can be moved, that the dead can be raised, that tests can be passed, that we can be accepted to the place, to the job, to the school, to the relationship of our choice, that we can be healed. It is easy to make the lame walk, to stir the healing pool of Bethesda. It is easy not only to find love, but to allow love to find us. Prayer is simply a medium of miracles. Through prayer, love is received, and through miracles, love is expressed. Miracles undo the past in the present and thus release the future. We open up our circle today in the presence and the awesome power and the divine revelation and the energy and the support and the enthusiasm and the rejuvenation and the rebirth of miracles. May we be devoted to miracles this day and each and every day. May we be free from fear. May we realize the pure synergy of grace and the wonderful divine presence of spirit, filling every aspect of who we are. Our minds, our bodies, our souls, our living spaces, with the wonderful joy and the radiant peace and the awesome faith of miracles. Mark 6:2 says, the people ask, where did this man get these things? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Job 5:9 says, he performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. The psalmist says, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he pronounced. I will not lose you. I tell the pure presence of miracles today. You have loved me with an everlasting love. You have loved me without ceasing. You have revealed the kingdom of God, the supernatural healing of perfect order, the endless abundance of unlimited good, the constant presence of grace. I open my miracles today. I open my mouth to speak them. I open my heart to receive them. I open my arms to embrace them. I open my miracles today. And I accept my good. Let us open our circle today with the presence and the power of this absolute good. Miracles that bless us and bless us and bless us without ceasing. In this season of the celebration of the birth of Christ, let us lift up miracles in our consciousness. Let us speak miracles from our lips. Let us touch. Let us heal. Let us allow the divine miracles that are in our infinite ability as children of the kingdom of God pour through every interaction, every conversation, every relationship, every divine circumstance that we have. One of the wonderful things about being able to uplift prayer as one in this circle of divine intention and miracles is that we carry the presence and the power of our prayer everywhere we go. With everyone we meet. At the threshold of every circumstance and every situation that we face. How awesome it is to live and move and have our being as a blessing to others. How wonderful it is to live and move and have our being as a miracle. In this season of the birth of a new awareness, of the birth of new opportunity, of the birth of new wisdom, of the birth of new joy, of the birth of new faith, let us allow ourselves to be blessed by the miracles that we may have withheld because for some reason we feel that we're not worthy. We feel that we're not ready. We feel that we're not good enough. We feel that we're too old or too young. Let us open up our minds and souls and bodies and awareness, our lives, to accept the miracles that have been waiting for days and months and weeks to bless us and bless us and rain God's good upon us and pour through our lives and heal our bodies and our minds and give us the resources, give us the divine opportunities, give us the absolute good that is just waiting to bless us. Let us open up our souls to accept the good that is always present as God's grace. These miracles, this divine abundance, this wonderful prosperity that anoints us, that gives us favor, that moves into spaces of fear and cleanses and removes and leaves the divine presence of perfect light. Let us bless our so-called enemies and adversaries today with the wonderful power of God's miracles. Realizing that we are one. Let us leave no surface untouched with the divine power of miracles. In this energy of perfect love, perfect peace, and perfect joy, perfect faith. We accept our miracles today.
Yes, thank you.
Without ceasing. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Have a great week, everyone.